95.9 WATD, the South Shore's Morning News, rolls on. I'm Rob Hackelaw, along with Beth Foster and the morning team. And it's time now for our Paws and Claws segment. We do it every Tuesday at this time, sponsored by our good friends at the Clean Team. Even the best pets can't clean up their own mess, so call the Clean Team to take care of fur, furniture, paw tracks, tiles, and all sorts of catastrophes and doggy dilemmas. Visit thecleanteam.net, thecleanteam.net. All right, and Beth, it's time now, as we do on the early part of the month, on the second Tuesday of the month, we check in with our great friends over at Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists. They have a great team, and joining us now this month, for the month of October, Katie Rolfe is on the line this morning. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Wonderful to have you on here for our Paws and Claws segment. So we're going to talk a bit about an issue here in rabbits and rodents. And maybe I think I'm going to butcher their name if I even try. But Katie Rolfe is a professional at Cape Cod Veterinary Specialist, so it just rolls off her tongue. So I'm going to let you talk about this is a condition, right? What is it? Begins with a U.
Urolith, or in other words, urinary stones in rabbits and guinea pigs.
Oh, okay. Mm. Much easier. Urinary stones.
Oh, I actually have heard about this.
Okay. So fill us in when it comes to rabbits and rodents. This is an issue that you see. Katie, explain it to us.
Yeah, so this is something that we can see in rabbits and guinea pigs. Sometimes it can just be idiopathic, meaning we don't really know why it happens. But a lot of the time it's due to diets that are too rich in calcium. And so what we'll see in these rabbits is in their urine, they will form crystals with calcium. And over time, that can lead to sludge or even stones, which can become, a much more urgent issue over time or in severe cases.
Okay, so explain if we have a rabbit as our pet, is there something that they consume that could lead to this more often than others? Are there things that we should be concerned about?
Yes, absolutely. In rabbits and guinea pigs, we want to avoid things like dark leafy greens that are rich in calcium, things like spinach and kale. But we also want to avoid feeding them hays and grasses that are rich in calcium, like alfalfa. So although alfalfa hay can be important for, young and growing guinea pigs and rabbits under the, 6 months of age mark, once they surpass that age, we really want to transition them to hays and grasses that are less rich in those things. So things like timothy hay, oat grass, things like that, and then stick to, leafy greens and veggies that are less high in calcium, things like spring mixes and the like.
Okay, So wait a minute. Now, Katie, you were saying what kale is, because people should have more kale, right? So you're saying stay away from kale. Well, I mean, I guess the rabbits and guinea pigs would they encounter a lot of kale generally?
Typically not in their natural environments. I know we as people, we love our spinach and our kale. They're great for us, but humans don't precipitate as much calcium in their urine, and other dogs and cats don't as much as guinea pigs and rabbits. So what that means is they will filter about 60% of the calcium that they ingest, through their kidneys, and it will, start to accumulate in their urine. And so the 60% as opposed to maybe, 5% in other mammals is, significantly greater. So naturally they wouldn't be here,
but that's good to know. I think, sometimes it's easy for us to think, when things seem good, you're just like, well, I got some spinach and kale. I'm just going to throw it down.
Is healthy.
For the guinea pig or the rabbit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
right.
Young guinea pigs and young rabbits, again, do not pay attention to Popeye. Do not.
You have to remember, it's not a compost pile. I think oftentimes if we're making a salad, we're like, oh, maybe our pet guinea pig or rabbit will like this. And that's not necessarily the case. I have pet sit a couple guinea pigs and a rabbit.
Really?
And I was given pellets to give them, the traditional kind of store-bought food, and then also basically iceberg lettuce.
Yeah, iceberg is one that we want to try to stay away from, only because it has a very high water content.
Right.
And so too much of that can lead to diarrhea. And then also, iceberg, you know, as a specific lettuce, doesn't have a ton of nutritional value. So, so romaine lettuce is a great way to go. Or red leaf lettuce is a great way to go. Or, you know, just if it's like a spring mix, you know, that already washed, already prepared, when, you know, it's a super easy, readily available. That's a very, you know, and a varied green to give them as well. So those are all great.
How about like dandelion stuff? They always seem to be eating the dandelions out there. Maybe those are good.
Yeah, that's tricky because they definitely do love it. They love dandelion stems and the flowers and the greens. And so in very small amounts in moderation, those are okay as an occasional treat. But unfortunately, those greens are also very high in calcium.
It's very tricky
because, you know, they do love them. You know, they kind of go nuts for dandelions.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it always looks
not
cute
in every
when you get a little dandelion.
Yeah, because they're so yellow.
I know.
And pretty.
Yeah, and they like to eat up the stem and then the little petals. It's really, really cute, but... unfortunately, that is another one.
Now, Katie, if your rabbit requests just like a little bit of vegan Caesar salad dressing, I'm just kidding.
No, you can't get dressing.
I know. Well, it's vegan. It's non-dairy. No, I'm kidding.
Maybe the oils might not be for the oils.
Do the wild rabbits know that they can't eat what they can't eat?
That's a great question. Probably not. You know, there might be enough variety out there that, you know, when they're consuming it, you know, in and amongst the other things that they're able to forage, the percentage of it might not be so high that we see, you know, as much of a problem as we might see in our domestic bunnies that eat a lot of dandelions and dandelion greens all the time. But it's like I said, it's something that they love. So, but just like people, you know, we definitely love the foods that aren't always the best for us. So
this is true.
You can't blame them.
That is true.
Yeah,
they
do make great pets. You know, growing up, my childhood friend had guinea pigs
and rabbits. Yeah. It's fun. I remember we had rabbits growing up too.
Really?
Yeah. Thumper and Scatter.
Aww.
I remember.
Whoa.
They were fun for a while. I mean, I think, you know, it was great. I don't know. I used to like this. Just have the rabbit going around the house a little bit. I thought that was
people
that
do
was
do
funny.
That.
Yeah.
Do they
yeah.
like Caesar or do they like ranch?
I didn't remember. I know, but had I known now, yeah.
I know.
Little, this is why
I love
Katie's here.
Little salads for rabbits. I think that's so cute. I love that.
Oh, yeah. I guess the other thing as well, because I've heard this too. That, you know, I mean, we think of rabbits eating the carrots or whatever, but they're generally like those little. You know, you find them in the store. They come all pre-washed, and you just have those little what do you call them? They're all cut up, you know, and you want to chuck those out at rabbits. But I've heard that it's not good for them to have a lot of that, right?
That's true. It's kind of a little bit of a myth that, you know, rabbits eat carrots. Where, you know, some might like carrots. They're, you know, and it's funny to hear, but comparatively to other vegetables, typically kind of high in sugar.
Yeah,
So a lot of sugar. Bunnies really aren't meant to digest a lot of sugar much at all. So it can definitely lead to diarrhea, like we talked about. It can lead to, you know, weight gain. So if, you know, a bunny really likes carrots and it's a, you know, really nice treat for them to have on occasion, we recommend no more than maybe the size of your, you know, thumbnail in a sitting. You know, on any given day is, you know, okay.
Yeah, because I remember Beth and I worked with a man and he used to show up every time for his shift. And I don't know if you remember this, Beth, that he would feed the rabbits. And so you probably knew this because you worked the late shift. The rabbits would approach his car when he pulled in.
Yeah.
And the weird thing, this guy worked from like 9 p.m. until 5 a.m. So he'd
overnight,
show up in his car. The rabbits would come out of the woods and in the bushes and they would come out. And the weird thing is because it's night, all you would see are these red eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
Looking out at you.
Right. And then, and then that drew in a coyote. It was like we had a zoo.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, it's the balance of nature, I guess. But the main thing is we're talking about, I guess, is with your pets, is this is where we want to keep them as healthy as possible and avoid a visit. One thing, Katie, I did want to ask is if there is a condition, what do we notice where we may have to take our rabbit or guinea pig in if we felt that they had consumed too much of something? What symptoms would they exhibit?
Yeah, that's very important. So, you know, the initial things, maybe inappetence, you know, lack of appetite, they seem kind of lethargic. Urinarily, you might see, you know, blood in their urine or mucus in their urine. They may be straining to urinate or vocalizing, mm-hmm. or you might see them, you know, hunched up in their litter box or in their corner or wherever it may be, kind of, you know, straining and squeezing, and then maybe they move in, you know, a little puddle of urine, or in severe cases, they might be trying to urinate and not producing anything at all. And in those cases, you might be dealing with urinary obstruction, and that's definitely a medical emergency. You want to get them seen at an emergency facility that sees exotics ASAP. That can be fatal, unfortunately, pretty quickly.
All right. Katie Rolfe has been with us this morning, one of our great friends and from the Cape Cod Veterinary Specialist. Great resources. And again, make sure you get in touch with them online. Go to their website as well. And if you want to find out more, we've got a link on our guest page at 959WATD.com/SS Morning News. And Katie Rolfe has been with us. Katie, thank you so much for being on our Paws and Claws today.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been a blast.
Yeah, thank you. Learned so much. Hope you have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. You too.